Hello and welcome to this Coracle Online podcast in association with Maritime Executive magazine. Coracle provides online courses for the shipping industry, and you can claim a 10% discount on all of our courses just by using the promo code PODCAST on coracleonline.com. Maritime Executive is the true business journal for maritime executives, with strategies and solutions through case studies, interviews and articles that address the most critical issues in the maritime industry today. Only the Maritime Executive provides such depth of insight into the decision-making process of leaders throughout the maritime world. Take a look at www.maritime-executive.com. This podcast looks at the fact that the Hawaii Super Ferry has suspended operations after the court decision, but at what cost? As Hawaii's new inter-island ferry service ceased operations in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling, our first thoughts went to the hundreds, perhaps thousands of people who would ultimately be affected by the ruling. Hawaii Super Ferry is a relatively new Oahu Maui catamaran that carries about 800 passengers and about 200 vehicles in a market that previously was thirsting for this very service for many years. The firm says that it had carried as many as 250,000 people in its short 11-month history and provided new economic opportunities for Hawaii's businesses. This week, the High Court rejected a state law that allowed the company to operate while an environmental study is being conducted. In the eyes of some people, and for the time being, the environment is again safe from a real threat. But how much of a threat to the environment was the Super Ferry? A statement released by Hawaii Super Ferry declared, "Obviously, we are hugely disappointed with the Supreme Court's decision that Act 2 is unconstitutional. We have operated on a regular, reliable and responsible basis for the past 11 months. And it's difficult to argue with that position. Built to exacting standards, the Super Ferry is an advanced vehicle that incorporated the latest of environmentally friendly features into its design and operation, right down to the ship's routing, its speed, and even the paint on the hull. To say that the operators had the best of intentions with the new service would be an understatement. Maritime Executive Editor Joe Keefe can say this with confidence, having spent almost 3 hours with John F. Lehman, the Super Ferry's biggest proponent and investor, more than 2 years ago. In an exclusive interview that ran in the March 2007 print edition of Maritime Executive, Lehman said, "All of the abandoned farms, family farms and local agriculture that have disappeared because there's no inter-island transport are going to come back. It's hard to imagine it, but this is one of the richest states in the Union, 3 full growing seasons, and still they import 90% of their food." Way ahead of his time, apparently, Lehman also talked about the ferry's payload that could be configured to carry up to 28 full-size trucks, giving new meaning to the Maritime Administration's popular buzzword, short sea shipping. All of that, apparently, will have to wait. Or perhaps it won't come at all. The owners of the Super Ferry, after all, can't wait forever. They've got a business to run. To be fair, and throughout the controversial legal process, there are those who criticised the Super Ferry's operators for not waiting until the environmental reviews could be completed. There could be merit to that argument. On the other hand, no one seems to be even remotely concerned about cruise ships or other cargo vessels operating in those same waters. With operations suspended, Hawaii Super Ferry reluctantly prepared to begin releasing employees beginning Friday, March the 20th. A total of 236 positions are at stake. The ripple effect of that on the total economy, at a time when it can least afford to take that kind of hit, is unknown, but will likely be significant. Nevertheless, the courts have spoken. When all is said and done, the chance of a lifetime may have slipped by the boards. The ferry may have to be repositioned elsewhere, and Hawaii's residents and small businesses will go back to a way of life that often involves difficult and sometimes expensive inter-island travel and commerce. The good news, in the opinion of the courts, is that the fish and the environment are safe. On the 28th of March, the Hawaii Super Ferry announced that the Alakai would depart from Honolulu Harbour for Mobile, Alabama. The 7,600-mile journey from Hawaii through the Panama Canal takes approximately 3 weeks. Alakai's move to Mobile is to position her for future employment. Unfortunately, as a result of the Supreme Court decision, the company doesn't have a business opportunity in Hawaii for the foreseeable future, and the ship has to be put to work. Hawaii Super Ferry's press release thanked the multitude of local citizens and businesses that have supported the company and will continue to work with all concerned to set the conditions to allow the future operation of the ship in Hawaii. Thanks for listening, and please feel free to leave your comments on this topic on shippingpodcasts.com.